til FFM. One, no need.
What's up, what's up, everybody?
Yo.
Welcome back to your favorite show on your favorite radio station, Rhymes and Poetry, right here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. You are tuned in with your girl, Gix.
And Nolzi Lee. Remember, you can catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
Or you can catch us on Facebook, ActiveFM777. Or you can catch us
On Instagram. Yeah.
At ActiveFM777. You can download the shows. You can keep them for yourselves, give them as a gift, or you can even add it to your playlist as you're driving, as you're walking, whatever you're doing, man, yeah, add it to your playlist.
Yeah. You can also comment on the show, share your opinions, and give us suggestions. We really are ready to hear what you've got to say. Like, we're ready, man.
Yeah.
Wanna know what you have to say.
And speaking of saying things, what are we speaking about today?
So, Nalzi.
Yes.
Recently, I discovered a form of poetry.
Yeah.
That I had no idea existed.
No ways, man.
It's called, guess what it's called?
What is it
You'll
called?
You'll never guess.
Never.
Guess.
Duck poetry.
Okay, that was so weird.
I don't know.
It is called slam poetry.
Jeez, that sounds hectic, man.
Right?
That sounds too
Do
hectic.
You want to know what slam poetry is?
Yeah, I'd like to find out.
Stay tuned. I'm joking. So we're basically going to dive into what slam poetry is, the history of slam poetry, and the relevancy of slam poetry in the Christian scene.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be...
It's going to be hot, man. I mean, you can hear by the word slam poetry that we are going to be slamming it out there with this topic today.
Right.
You guys need to stay tuned.
And we have a surprise for you guys. Close to the end of the show.
Yeah.
We will be doing something just because we like you guys.
Yes. And I pushed for this, and I know listeners, you'll be ready for this. So you guys need to keep it tuned, man. Yeah. So you can catch us right after this when we start discussing slam poetry, which is going to blow your mind. See you after this.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, y'all. Get ablaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Next up, we are going to have crazy awesome tracks for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Active FM has crazy hot tracks
right.
that will get you hyped for the rest of the day.
Rest of your life, man.
Yeah. So listen to these hot tracks and remember, you are tuned into Active FM, where Christ music is
hot music.
No, where you go? Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. I just want to take this opportunity to show my gratitude towards you, Lord. Here we go. Hopped out, let me get the keys to the Chevy. I can take you where you need to be if you let me. Anytime, anywhere, you know I'm ready. Come and fill me up at the levee. My Lord, now we back up in the studio. Feeling like a kid again, I never thought I'd see it grow. Now working with Benja, I met him on his tour, bro. Grateful for the opportunity that I've been praying for. Man, when that beat drop, would you be content if that beat stop? Are you looking at what he got? Is it all about getting to the top? What if God just switched it up? Could we still just live it up? Don't need you here, son, that's enough. Listen to me, just give it up. Hopped out, let me get the keys to the Chevy. I can take you where you need to be if you let me. Anytime, anywhere, you know I'm ready. Come and fill me up at the levee. Lord, thank you for making me new. Look at everything that you brought me through. I'ma let go and give this one to you. Learn to be content and grateful to you, yeah, in you. Da, 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 da. I like this one, man. Super grateful. Let me tell you about it. And I'm grateful for the trials that have come, 'cause it gave me the perseverance I need to go on. In the dark times, I wanted to give it up, I was done. That's when my faith kicked in, the moments helped me along. I grew strong, then I started to see what's really wrong. There's people starving overseas, some of them don't have a home. How can we not be grateful in the place I was grown? This ain't a place to complain, I'm about to hang up the phone, yeah. Hopped out, let me get the keys to the Chevy. I can take you where you need to be if you let me. Anytime, anywhere, you know I'm ready. Come and fill me up at the levee. Lord, thank you for making me new. Look at everything that you brought me through. I'ma let go and give this one to you. Learn to be content and grateful to you, yeah, in you. What you think this was, don't you tell me how to do it. Only by His grace, this is Jesus working through me. What you think this was, 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 don't you tell me how to do it. Only by His grace, this is Jesus working through me. What you think this was, what you think this was, what you think this was.
Jesus Christ is Lord. You are sovereign King, seated on the throne.
forever glorified. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You a sovereign King seated on the throne, forever glorified. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
those were some crazy tracks, y'all. Talk about hot music. So let's kick into it.
Yeah, so you heard that we're going to be speaking about slam poetry. And I know all of y'all are like, what is slam poetry? What is it that you're speaking about? So slam poetry can be defined as a type of poetry expressing a person's personal story and or struggle, usually in an intensely emotional style. Very powerful, sincere, and moving. Jeez, man, that sounds heavy. That is hectic. That is what we do, man.
Slam poetry is a type of competition where people read their poems without props, without costumes or music.
Yeah.
After performing, they receive scores between 0 and 10 from 5. Listen to this. 5 randomly selected judges.
What?
The judges can be anyone.
Oh, my words.
They don't even need to be poets.
Oh, my words.
Scores are awarded based on how much each judge likes a poem. The purpose of this judging process is to make poetry participatory for everyone. Slam poetry doesn't need to be a specific form of poetry. So now, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, this is quite different from our normal, you know, type of poetry.
Ah, it is crazy. It is like pulling at my brain in every single direction.
Yeah.
The fact that anyone can judge it is the part that is like...
Yeah.
Intense for me because I feel like only, well, I feel like when it comes to judging like poetry and stuff, yeah, only poets would be able to analyze the, yeah, poem properly and criticize,
mm-hmm,
where it needs to be criticized and actually give props where it needs to be, where it was great or anything. But like,
yeah,
someone random that is sitting there in the crowd, they're only looking for rhyming words. And
yeah, and I think I agree with you with that. I mean, the fact that the judge is not really a poem, it's like asking a construction worker to judge a fashion show.
Right?
It's like, you won't judge. Okay, no. Construction workers are quite creative people. So let's say...
No, but they follow the design of the architect. So if, yeah, we're speaking architect, then we could be like, yes. But construction worker, they just told build this, they build that.
Yeah, but it's, so... you know, it's weird. I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable saying a poem to someone that doesn't know what makes a poem.
Right? It's like having like idols or something.
Yeah.
Sorry. Where your judges are people that have never sung before, that can't,
yeah,
sing. Like, how do they judge? They don't know what vocal range is. They, yeah, don't know what... do you understand what,
yes,
I mean?
Yes, yes.
I don't get this. I don't get it.
That's deep, man. Let's go into it. Let's understand the history of slam poetry. Where did it,
yeah,
start? How did it start? Why did it start?
Right.
Has it always been around? We don't know. Let's find
Could
out.
Be.
So now, when you think about poetry, right, what features come to mind?
For me, when I think about poetry... I think structure and I think creativity.
Right? So you probably think, for those of you out there, you probably think rhyming structure.
Yeah.
In fact, there is some poetry that does not rely on rhyming at all and does not follow traditional poetry structure.
Yeah.
This free-form poetry is called slam poetry.
Okay.
And it has only been around in its current form since the mid-1980s.
Okay, so it was there before the 1980s, but it was not in the same form.
Yeah, so it probably wasn't as famous, or people didn't know what it was, or mistaken it for just another random form of poetry. But slam poetry, listen to this, was invented by a man named Mark Kelly Smith. A former, speaking of...
Oh, my word!
A former construction worker. I mean, when I made
Sorry
that example,
to all construction workers, you are creative.
Yes, when I made that comment about construction worker judging a fashion show, I actually forgot about the fact that a construction worker founded slam poetry.
Yeah.
Which is so ironic, actually.
Right.
But in 1986, he performed his new type of poetry for a jazz club in Chicago. And since then, slam poetry has taken off. It is now widely popular around the world and frequently performed at a variety of venues, big and small. Slam poetry is based on the free verse styles of the beat poets like... slam poetry is based on the free verse styles of the beat poets like Allen Ginsberg and on the poems of the Negritude movement, which was led by Black French-speaking poets. The Negritude movement focused on experiences of discrimination and oppression. Slam poetry often focuses on political and social issues as well. How deep is that? I mean, that is like different. It's similar to protest poetry, you know, like protesters.
Yeah.
Doing poetry and stuff like that, but it's quite different because now this is based on your own experience, not experiences of someone else.
That is, yeah, I would have to say, Black French speaking people. Do you speak French?
Oh, okay. Guys, I didn't know that. Nelson speaks French. That is.
Listen, I know two words in French, so I feel like I speak.
I think we should challenge Nalsi and get her to write a French poem for us. Like, full French, right?
Yes, I should. I should.
Guys,
I'm
so excited for that. I'm so excited. Please comment on that. If you really want Nalsi Lee to write a French poem, comment below. On the show, comment on Instagram, comment on Facebook. We want to know, guys. Say yes.
No. Okay.
Yay or nay.
Let's know.
So
let's comment about slam poetry
right after the show.
Oh,
put
words
on the poll and just comment, guys. We want to know if she should write French poetry.
Yeah. So on the topic of slam poetry, before I became French, its defining features. So slam poetry is mostly defined by its lack of traditional poetry features.
Yeah.
First of all, it does not follow any particular rhyme scheme.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Parts of the poem might rhyme, particularly if the poem wants to draw attention to that section.
Yeah.
But some slam poets don't rhyme at all.
Sure.
Slam poems also don't follow a particular structure as far as a line or a stanza length.
That is interesting. So I could just go up onto the competition and be like, I'm a black woman. Done. Finished.
And that is the end.
Finished.
That is the end.
It will be like that other short poem that we spoke about.
Right?
And it's just done. It's just done. Just 2-line poem. 3-line. I am
3 words.
Black woman. 4 words.
Four words.
That took quite a long time. I'm sorry, guys.
We are artistic.
That is 4 words.
So, yeah, that is weird because I often find people don't relate to poems that have long lines in the stanzas. So the longer the line, the more people are like, oh, what are you trying to say? But yeah, I guess. This type of poetry is meant to be performed and listened to, not read off a page.
Mm.
I find that interesting because even when we read Maya Angelou poems, we're like trying to get it, but you can't get it unless you hear it.
Yeah.
The main feature of slam poetry is the design or oral performance. It often centers on a deeply emotional topics, such as politics, bullying, social current events.
Mm.
It can also be about any topic but slam poets are supposed to carry out an emotional impact.
Yeah.
And it is easier to do if they start with an emotional topic. With that being said, if you feel very strongly about a sandwich structure, your slam poem can certainly be about how to build a sandwich.
Hmm. That was interesting.
That would be very weird. Another important feature is that the poem must be original material. You cannot, for example, recite a Robert Frost poem as a slam poem. It has to be a poem you wrote yourself.
I think that's very important, especially if you're a so-called poet and are performing in front of people. You don't want to be going out there performing someone else's poem.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, okay, someone will be like, you know, I heard that poem somewhere.
But even with that, how do you add emotion to something someone else wrote from their own understanding or from their own emotion? You understand what I'm saying? Because what I gather from slam poetry is it's from it's from your heart.
Yeah.
It's basically from what you feel rather than anything else.
What your point of view
of the
experience or whatever situation, political situation. So if there's a war, how are you affected by the war?
Yeah, and how do you actually put yourself on that battlefield and actually say it in a way where the author was seeing it from? You can't.
So now the performance art. Venues where people meet and perform slam poetry are called poetry slams. I like that. I've heard that somewhere.
I have heard that. I've seen a movie where they were doing slam poetry. And basically in the movie, they depicted slam poetry as something very negative.
Oh.
So every poem that was said was very negative.
Due to the performance-related nature of slam poetry, these venues are vital and they vary widely in size. You might see a small one at your local coffee shop or library, but there are also much bigger slam poetry competitions with hundreds of people attending. You know, the funny thing about it, last year in varsity, they actually had a poetry competition. I didn't go because the topics were very not cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not going to go because of the topics. But I think that was one. It was actually held in the school library. And it was, apparently it was good and stuff. I didn't attend because of the topics, like I said. And yeah, but it was quite good. It was awesome.
But we don't have that, do we? Because we don't have many coffee shops. Or we do, but I haven't heard much of miniature poetry sessions happening.
If you go to places like Newtown. So Newtown is our art creative land. Newtown is for all creators out there, just go to Newtown. But I know in Newtown there's actually a lot of slam poetry or poetry competitions. I can actually call them slam poetry, because now we know that it's slam. That's the type of poetry there is. The larger competitions have official judges and scores, and the judging is based on the poet's performance. Judges rate how enthusiastic the poets are, as well as the emotional impact of the performance. Interestingly, judges are people randomly selected from the audience. Okay. That's interesting.
That is very interesting. I still don't like the idea. I mean, I would like the person who's critiquing me to actually give me like proper advice. You know, when you're telling someone, I don't like how you did this, what you should have done was. How does a person that doesn't know poetry tell you what you should have done?
You know, the fact that they also say that it's based on the emotional impact. You know, for me, if you're speaking about, you know, something that doesn't touch me.
Yeah.
Then it's like,
well,
okay, just then. So
it's
good. It's good that they, you know, it's fresh faces. It's people that you don't know. So now you'll be eager to perform with all your heart, and the emotion behind and the enthusiasm behind it will be amazing. But then if the person does not grasp the concept of your poem, because poetry can be really confusing sometimes, and if they do not grasp that concept, then they will lose it, and you'll probably get like 2 out of 10.
That is true. I mean, it's weird. I only started being able to be emotive in my poetry in the last poem I said.
But you know what the positive part about this is?
Yeah.
Is that they have a good idea of how the poem is affecting the general audience.
Yeah.
Yes, since they are part of it. So now if they're picking random people from the audience, now you know how your poem is affecting people that are not poets.
Yeah.
You know, people that are just there. Slam poetry is meant to affect the audience regardless of the topic. And since it does not have a rhyme or follow a particular structure, emotion and delivery are really the main criteria, which is quite cool. Because now that's where you're able to come out, you're able to really express what you're trying to say from your poem.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have music to back you up.
Yeah.
You don't have props to back you up. It's just you and your mic and the audience. And that's really awesome. That's deep, man.
I feel like that is really cool, and it's nice to have a crowd that understands what you're saying. Because, you know, when you're doing poetry, you often look at your audience.
Yeah.
So, like, if they tell you you're doing poetry for young ladies,
yeah,
then you know from what perspective to take it. But when you're writing slam poetry, it's out of yourself, and you're hoping that people will understand it.
Yeah.
Not writing it for them specifically, but you're writing it out of yourself. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the fact, I would imagine that with slam poetry, they have people of different ages,
yeah,
different racial groups, people in different standings in life,
yeah,
basically. And you're now performing for a person that has never been in a war, and you're also performing for a person that is currently in a war.
Yeah.
And the way you perform it will basically tell whether they will both react the same.
Yeah.
Because for a person who's never been in a war, listening to someone tell a story through poetry, through a creative form, and being impacted by it is amazing.
Yeah.
Just then, for now, they're able to see someone else, a person's point of view, and be like, hey, this is what's happening. Just then. And
yeah,
it's like, wow, that's amazing.
I also feel like, I think the biggest thing with poetry is many, many people write poetry for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest thing when we looking at poetry is, if I am writing about a war, can I write it in a way that every person can actually experience it in their own way? So this person will look at it as a literal war, this person will look at it figuratively, this person's gonna look at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it grabs everybody's attention, but at the same time, you know what you're speaking about. Mm-hmm. But everybody else can take from it what they need.
Yes, I mean, that's cool. So now that we know what slam poetry is, and you know where it comes from, who invented it, I mean, Mark Kelly Smith, you're awesome, man.
Right? Go construction workers!
Do you think it's relevant to the Christian scene?
Slam poetry?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing some slam poetry, especially because you're speaking from an emotive place,
yeah,
from a place of expression of how you feel. I think the right topics determine whether it would be relevant or not. But I feel like it is very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we need to hear this stuff. I feel like we need to have a lot of these, because it's, as you said, it's like a poetry jam session.
Yeah.
So I feel like it is necessary. What do you think about it?
I really feel like that it's very relevant, because, I mean, the Bible speaks about the fact that people will be saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Yeah.
And slam poetry basically is speaking from your own experience. So
yeah,
now if you make a poem based on your experience and your testimony as a Christian, and how you've basically, you know, your walk, your journey, your Christian journey is, and it impacts people that are not poets.
Yeah.
And it impacts people that, you know, don't want to listen to you preaching to them, but
yeah,
would rather listen to you saying a poem to them. And
yeah,
if you express that, or you let them know about your experience, and they can get people saved, then it's amazing. It's perfect. It also makes me think of the competition Rhetoric by Passion for Christ Movement. And every year they actually basically have where they give you a topic and you write on that. It's not exactly the same as slam poetry, because people don't really write their own experiences.
Yeah.
But there are times, I mean, I follow Passion for Christ, and there are times where they'll give a topic like Deadbeat Dad. Now, one of the topics was Deadbeat Dad. And people basically, a lot of the poets basically wrote about their fathers. You know, either their fathers neglected them, or their fathers were there but never there for them, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they basically share their experience with that. And I feel like if you can share your experiences, but how and add God into it,
yeah,
it impacts people more.
Yeah.
And you're able to show more emotion to that.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, man. It's awesome.
I feel like it really is, because we often have poems here and there being told, but we don't have like poem after poem after poem trying to build up to one thing, which brings us to what we do here at the church, the program you run, Poetic Justice, which is really awesome, because it actually helps people understand. Someone won't understand it from my point of view, then the next person steps on stage and says it differently, then they understand it, then the next person steps on stage and they add to it. I just feel it really does encapsulate the whole purpose of what poetry should be about, rather than what people have made poetry about. When you go out there, you hear weird things being told.
Yes.
But I feel like, it actually helps us get to that place where we actually understand.
Yeah. So slam poetry is amazing. I would really advise and suggest that write a slam poem.
Yeah.
You know, just now and then. You don't have to write about topics, other topics. Write about your experience through something if you're a poet. You know, do something small. Even if it's 2 minutes, even if it's two lines, even if it's one word.
Even if it's you and your friends, I mean, sit around a group and do slam poetry for Christ.
It's awesome.
Right? We should call it Slam for Christ.
Slam for Christ.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, so this has been so awesome.
Yeah.
As we said in last week's show, we are building every single week. We are learning more. We are growing together. And it has really been so awesome. We've got more in store for you. But first, you need to catch us.
Right.
After this.
Yeah.
Pain hits his heart as she fights for love. She says, don't go, but the call came. It's time to deploy, and they called his name. Close to 0500, her mind starts wandering. Butterflies, tummy starts rumbling. Queasy, uneasy, trying to hold it all together. She doesn't want the last moments here to be unpleasant. The car ride is quiet, outside it's hard to fight it. Inside it's like she's dying, that's when she started crying. He tries to comfort her, baby, it's alright. Liar, that's what she screams louder from the thoughts of fright. They pray, it's okay, I promise that I'll be safe. That's what he tells her as he looks her in her face. And as he walks away, looking in her eye, last kiss as they say,
I pray this is not our last goodbye.
Her 9 weeks are done. Hoorah, hoopla. Now it's time to move on. Leaving out of basic. She just got her assignment. She's headed off to war, and it's hard for her to face it. Or face her, the daughter that she's leaving. It's hard to come to terms with the truth, no one believes it. And even when it's staring in your face, you don't receive it. She hears mommy, and it's just like her heart stopped beating. Inhales heavy breathing, worried when she leaves she may not be back to see them, her baby girl and the family that she loves. Trying to hold back the tears right now is tough. She fights to stay strong, gotta hold on. She says a prayer, just trying to find a calm. Thoughts of eternity then back to reality and fear. She tells her family,
I pray this is not our last goodbye. I don't wanna be alone.
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
It's been awesome. We basically discussed what slam poetry is, the history of slam poetry, the relevancy of slam poetry in the Christian scene. It was amazing, man. It was very insightful. I mean, we loved it. I loved it.
I did. And I feel like we need to have more slam poem, slam, what is it?
Slam poetry slams.
Poetry slams.
Yes.
Everywhere. Like, we need to build everywhere.
Yeah.
And actually have more. I loved it. I really love the idea.
So now, as promised in the beginning, we've got something amazing for you guys.
Yes.
Right? So we know you've been craving some poetry. I mean, we've been discussing poetry, but not giving you any poetry.
Yes.
So we've got some for you right here.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, basically, we are going to do a poem right now. So Gex wrote a little bit of her poem.
Yeah.
And we are going to carry on from there.
Yeah.
So she's going to stop at a certain point, and then I'm going to come in and I'm going to try finish it off from my head. And then she's going to come in and try finish that off from her head.
Okay, guys,
and we're just going to keep going back and
horrible,
forth.
If it sounds horrible, please forgive us. You're being put on the spot.
Right? I feel like I should add a disclaimer warning. My brain is frozen. No, it's not frozen. It's not we can frozen. Do this. It's going to be frozen. So much fun.
Okay, so here goes nothing. So the topic is drowning. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's drowning. So here goes nothing.
Yes.
She's floating in a sea of tears created by her fear, her pillow, drenched with the salt water flowing down a waterfall called her face, how she wishes she could drown. Sink all her hurt away. Maybe the pain of drowning is different from the pain of floating. The same salt that nourished her body stings the wounds of pain in her heart, dehydrating it and leaving it shriveled and thirsty. Yes, she thirsts. How she wishes she could drown. Maybe the pain of drowning is different from the pain of floating. The constant inflow, outflow, outpouring of her tears leave her breathless.
Breathless. Oh, how she feels also worthless. She's trembling. In an ice-cold ocean of her fears, she's drowning. She sort of likes how it feels, resounding. In her head is the pain, the shouting. She takes one deep breath. She goes down. She's not drowning. She's still on the surface of her pain, fearful.
Afraid that she may never feel again, a hand reaches out and brings her out of her waters. She sees a face, the face of the sun. The warmth in her heart begins to build up. Then she sees a face, the face of the sun. The warmth in her heart begins to build up. Then she sees a face, the face of the sun. As he says to her,
restored. She's restored from the pain. She's warm. She looks up at the sun. It's too bright. In fear, she backs down. He's reaching towards her. He says, I love you, my child. She's trembling. As she reaches her arm out, he's reaching. One glorious shout. Forgiven.
Victory. Love. And mercy. The end.
Yes!
That was crazy.
That was so difficult.
Okay. That was interesting. So, okay. We're quickly going to have a short discussion on what was going through our heads as we were saying this poem and what the poem meant to us and why we say the words that we said, basically.
All right. So, are you going to start with the beginning of the poem?
So, yeah, the beginning of the poem is basically, to tell the truth, is that I was going through a period in my life where I felt like I was working in, I've been working, you know, in the field and doing the work of God, but I felt stagnant.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is working, nothing is happening. I felt like I was floating. Yeah. But at the same time, I was not going to God with my problem. So I felt like, hey, I just can't bear it anymore. I'd rather drown than be lifted up. And I basically remembered the woman at the well, how she was thirsty.
Yeah.
And how she basically, she would rather drown in her sorrow.
Yeah.
Then drink water, basically. That's why she would come at the hours that she came and stuff like that. And that's what I felt. I felt like I was the woman at the well, then the Samaritan woman, and I couldn't come out of this pain or this hurt that I was feeling, and I would rather prefer to drown than remain floating where I can remember the pain that I'm feeling, the stings, the hurt, and all that. Yeah.
Okay, so as what I was thinking when I said the first part was basically I heard two things from the beginning that stuck with me. The first one was how the salt water that used to nourish her now stings her wounds. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, immediately I was like, it took me to a place of what actually used to keep you sane, what actually used to keep you above board is now actually dragging you down. And I was thinking about that from that perspective. And then the second thing I heard was maybe the pain of floating is maybe the pain of drowning is better than the pain of floating. And that I immediately took myself to a place where you're trying to drown yourself, you're trying to bring yourself down because you don't like the place you're at. As you said, you're feeling stagnant, so now you'd rather drown yourself, but at the same time life is not allowing you to do that. God is not allowing you to drown yourself. He's bringing you back up to the surface, but you keep pulling yourself down because you're not feeling like you're worthy of anything. You're not feeling like you're going anywhere, so you're bringing yourself down, and He's bringing you back up into purpose.
And with me, with the next part, is that basically what I took from yours and stuff, and it basically brought me back to Peter.
You know,
how Peter walked on water, but then he got fearful.
Yeah.
So he was afraid, and because of that, he ended up drowning.
Yeah.
And how I restored myself from that point where I felt like I'd rather drown than be lifted up is God took me back. He's like, why do you not have faith in me? Do you not have faith? And he stuck out his arm to bring Peter up. And basically that's it. So Peter was restored. Peter was brought up. Now instead of floating and drowning, he was risen. He was brought up.
Yeah.
You know, his faith was brought up and stuff. So yeah, that's basically what I got. And God always says, I am.
Yeah.
You know, I am. That's all that you need to get from that is that God is the great I am.
Yeah. And what I got from the last part was basically just thinking about it from a point where when you're drowning, and what I pictured with drowning, even though our tears are warm when you feel it, what I got was like ice cold water, like drowning, like floating in ice cold water rather. And when you said the sun, what I saw was warmth. Where you've been pulled out of this place where you were cold, it was dark, it was horrible, because we all know the intense feeling of cold, how painful cold can be, and how you step out of a place of being cold and frozen in your own nonsense, so to speak, to a place of warmth where you're actually taking from the Bible what you should actually think rather than taking from yourself. So that's, I actually immediately saw warmth, then I saw light. That is what I saw at the end of the poem.
So that was some on the spot poetry.
Yes. We shall be doing this again.
But not
it was I actually thought it would be easier to do when you're saying on the spot poetry. I don't know why. Yeah, I thought it would be easy to say.
She just brings up that myth again that poets don't think, they just do. Right? We gotta think about these things.
Yeah.
Nalzi Lee has forgotten about the fact that we gotta think about what we're speaking about and basically bring our emotion. But I also love the fact that with on the spot poetry, is that you can't hide. You can't erase. And be like, okay, I'd rather not say that word. I'd rather say this word. You gotta just say it as it is. So slam poetry is basically the same thing, where they'll give you a topic and you write on that topic. Doesn't matter how long, how short it is, you just
right? You go with it. And I honestly like slam poetry. When we think about slam poetry as a whole, and we think about the fact that we don't have to stick to certain structures, we don't have to stick to certain what poetry should be myths, and going out of that, because that's how we write anyway. We go any line length. This line will be as long as two lines, and the next line will be one word. So I actually just like the fact that it's free verse and that you can actually tell a story, which narrative poetry is the poetry I like.
It's
and
like
then
freestyling,
adding
freestyling, man.
Yeah.
It's just like freestyling.
It is like freestyling. It's like a cipher.
Yeah.
As we spoke about it, it's like a cipher. So I honestly like slam poetry. Yeah. We need to do more slam poetry. Maybe I'm going to do slam poetry in French.
We still got
maybe
that. Right after the show, we're going to put up a post, a new comment. We want to hear from Mel. Do you want Nalsi Lee to do a poem in French?
No.
A full poem in French?
Listen, a poem can be anything. It could be one word. So I will do this poem.
A full poem.
One word is
Let's
a full
do
poem.
A sonnet. A French sonnet.
No, I don't want to write. I don't like sonnets.
Nalsi Lee to write a French sonnet or a poem with more than two stanzas.
Okay.
A poem with more than two stanzas in French.
Wait, but then do the words that rhyme at the end, what if they rhyme in English and then when I translate it into French, they don't rhyme? That is
she
still
said
poetry.
She's French, yo.
I am French. So, I don't have to translate it,
poetry,
I mean.
In French is what she'll do, so please just comment on that.
Yes.
And we want to know from y'all. And you never know, the next time we're discussing poetry, Nalsi Lee will be performing for us in French. I'm so excited for that. So I'll definitely say yes, 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 yes. But yeah, that was some on-the-spot poetry. Really comments on that. We really want to know what you thought about that. Was it awesome? Do you want us to do it again? Do you want us to never do it again? Let us know. I mean, we got some crazy, crazy awesome topics coming up.
Yes.
So still stay tuned for that. But first, catch us right after this.
Cry's music is hot music.
Cry's music is hot music.
Dear Lord, we come to you today. Asking for boldness. Let us proclaim your word, Lord God. In power. Unashamed. Stir us up. Give us your fire. In Jesus' name. Look. Moving strategically, fresh about a prayer, Holy Spirit reheated me. Check my social networks, enemies, they deleted me. Hating me, think it's killing me, it's only feeding me. I hear the Lord saying, stay focused, keep seeking me. I'm trying to bear fruit until they think it was three of me. Devil keep threatening me, telling me that he's sick of me. But that don't mean nothing, in Jesus I got the victory, so I don't let it get to me. Boy, it's written this history, I mean soon as he entered me. Changed my life from infinity, life I look at it differently. Shining bright like a diamond, like I just stepped out of Tiffany's. Rose up off of my knees, I think I had me in epiphany. Family looks at me differently, but I don't let it get to me. I just pick up my sword and go to war with evil entities. We don't show them no sympathy, got no love for the enemy. Free smoke, call me a chimney.
Rappers lost it, blaspheming, claiming they divinity. They gon' take their last breath, they gon' die eventually. Yeah. Yes, I'm a Christian rapper, no, you won't limit me. You can keep the summer, cause we coming for the century. Lord gave me hunger in his righteousness, he's filling me. If you scary, can't hang with you. I'll die for the set, I feel like a gang member. But no violence, living by faith, close eyelids. Moved by the Holy Ghost, that's ghost riding. Trusting in Christ, no co-signing. Marinating in his presence, got our soul shining.
We got the wifey, Enigma, let's go.
Busy, staying real busy, yeah. Most pressed to impression, it's always a blessing, but not really. Nah. There's times I've been too busy doing ministry, I'm too weary to see, I need to be at his feet. Cause last days, people washed off of their foundations. New ways swam to and fro like they intoxicated. Snakes rattle brains, proclaiming false indoctrination. So we plugged into the source for all generations. Yeah. Fear the Lord is wise, especially knowing all his terror. Ooh. His words carry weight, so we stay repping under pressure. Yeah. He came to bring us all divided like a home wrecker. This walk, cause everything bury the old me before they brought the stretcher. The world's thinking that we foolish like some court gestures, but they put on fake smiles like a set of dentures. Wine from the true vine brings our joy better. Eyes focused on Jesus gets a better picture.
I was guilty for life. Jesus died, took my stripes, snatched the keys that lead to death, and the grave rose back alive. Yeah, Watchmen up through the night, blow the trumpet, let's rise. Jesus coming is nigh. Blessed be the Lord, who teaches my hands to war, my fingers to fight, piercing the kingdom of darkness with his light. We give him glory, glory, glory.
Welcome back. It has been a crazy awesome show. We spoke about slam poetry, man. I mean, it is great learning and growing in poetry every single week as we discover new types, forms of poetry, what people think about poetry and everything. And this week has really been insightful in learning about slam poetry.
Yeah.
It has really, really, really been awesome.
It's been crazy awesome. It's been exciting. I mean, now I know that there's a form of poetry out there that I would enjoy.
Yes.
That I would love to go watch.
Yeah.
That I would love to, not even just critic, but just, you know, be there and see the emotion, the true emotion,
yeah.
Not being backed by music,
yeah.
Not being backed. I mean, a lot of us, some of us don't do drama. So for the fact that you'll be performing it without the drama background, and that is really amazing to really bring out the true emotion of a poem.
Yeah.
So you can captivate people who do not do poetry, people that don't know what poetry is really amazing.
Wait, I just want to ask on that point. When we speak about bringing out emotions in poems, do you think that someone that cries during poetry is the best way to bring out emotion in poetry?
It depends, really. It depends. Because sometimes it would be fake if someone started a poem crying. Like, why are you crying? But as you say your poem and as it's building up into the intensity, those moments where you're speaking about being hurt and pulling in, and I mean, like how we spoke about this whole drowning thing. If I had started crying in the beginning, I'm sure you guys would be like, nah, girl,
that's weird.
But then when I'm speaking about the hurt, and that same salt that's supposed to be nourishing me is, you know, or being broken down by a person that loves you and really hurts you because it's your experience, and you basically start crying, then it's I believe that's true emotion.
What if it like changes your voice and stuff?
Hey, poetry. That's all I can say.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to concentrate and hear what you're actually saying.
You would wait. For instance, in poetry, when you're performing a poem, if people start clapping, you wait. Because obviously clapping blocks your concentration.
Yeah.
So in doing poetry and you start crying, you obviously have to control yourself and not be like, no, it's basically like, take a deep breath and you
and
carry
then carry on
with your
and
poem
okay.
Just then. So it's basically controlling yourself. It's obviously a competition. You're not gonna now go on the floor and start rolling around, tearing your clothes and putting ash on your no. It's that thing of, I'm in a competition. Yes, it's hurtful. Yes, I'm crying, but I can control myself.
Yeah.
Basically. You can cry right afterwards.
Right.
Go wail around and stuff. But emotion is not only crying, guys.
Yeah.
Emotion can be that excitement where you're laughing in between your lines. And or you don't really need to laugh, but just everything. The way your demeanor, your body gestures, everything that you do as you say that poem brings out emotion.
Like if you're speaking about something that excited you and you're like, then it came to me and I was so excited. The joy on my face was ever so present. Like, I'd be like, were you?
Were you really?
Like,
I mean, I'm not getting excited.
Right?
And I would be excited for that. But now that you speak about it, I don't think I want that. No, you got the joy on my face that was, and then you just, you know, that's
you emoted, yeah.
I mean, just, you know, practice that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I tell, when we do poetic justice and stuff, I always tell the people that practice how you're going to perform it as well.
Yeah.
Don't just say it, you know, practice in front of the mirror and just say it. No, look at yourself as the crowd and as the audience and practice how you're going to perform it.
Yeah.
I really prefer doing poetry without holding the mic because I love using my hands.
Yeah.
Or I like sitting down but still without holding the mic. Why? Because I want to express things with my hands. I really talk with my hands even when I speak normally.
Yeah.
I speak with my hands.
Right now she's speaking with her hands as well.
But yeah, that is it. Just, you know, express yourself. Yeah. Like, you don't have to cry, you don't have to, but to use everything, use your body language to bring out the emotion.
Yeah,
that's what slam poetry. So guys, it was an amazing hour we had with you guys.
Yes, it really has. And if you're looking for where to catch us, you can catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za, or you can go on Facebook, ActiveFM777, or on Instagram at ActiveFM777. And what we're looking to do as well is start our own Instagram page, Rhymes and Poetry, and our own blog, Rhymes and Poetry.
Stay tuned for that. We'll basically discuss it. Yes. And we'll basically let you know when it's live. And it's going to be awesome. You can now, you know,
Interact with us
personally. Yes. On a personal level. Yeah. It's really going to be awesome. We will have competitions running. It's really going to be awesome.
Yes.
Amazing.
So it has been great. This is Nalzi Lee and
Gix
on Rhymes and Poetry, Active FM. Peace.
Yeah. Oh, God.